Welcome, everyone, to the Kathy Lee Parker Show, the number one place for enlightened and entertaining guests, positive vibes, and information that is spot on. And now, for your listening pleasure, your host, Kathy Lee Parker.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I have an exciting guest with us today. She is very well known as an author, business coach, public speaker. She's an international speaker, as well as a trainer in business. And she's also been seen on NBC, CBS, Fox, and ABC in television. And she's well known in business for her title as Badass Business Coach. And I'm welcome to my show, Annette Marie Piper.
Thank you, Kathy Lee, and I'm so happy to be here.
You're welcome. You know, your title catches, I mean, you do fit the title because I've seen you in your speaking and training. I heard about your training. You just really get them focused. So where did you get this title from? I mean, where did you come up with it? Because it's an awesome title.
Well, the Badass Business Chick was born out of something my kids have called me for a long time. So I'm an independent soul. I like to do things myself. I don't like to ask for help often. I do things that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing that. I could never do that. Like go camp out in the desert by myself for 5 days where I don't see anybody while I'm out there. So my kids are always like, Mom, you're a badass. And so a couple of years ago, I decided it was time to rebrand my business. And I was on a trip to California and chatting with a colleague of mine. She's like, you know, you really need to, where your kids call you badass all the time, you really need to be the badass business chick because that fits your personality. You got that rock and roll girl style. And so that's how it came about, a title that my kids always call me. And just that conversation I had with a colleague when I was ready to rebrand.
Mm-hmm. But I see you in business. You know, you're very well known throughout the United States. Okay, I just spit it out. But the thing is I know you as just a nice friend, you know, business. But when you're out on stage and you're with the audience, man, you kick butt. You know, you tell them, hey, this is how it has to be done. This is, you know, this really does work, and, you know, you really push it to the line, and you know, some people really need to hear that, you know what I mean, because you get stuck in business. Do you know what I mean?
They do need to hear that. You know, a lot of times they get so much sugar-coated stuff, especially from the people in their sphere of influence, their family and friends. You know, those are the people that tell us what we want to hear because or what they think we want to hear because they don't want to offend us, they don't want to make us mad, they don't want to hurt our feelings. But sometimes you need someone to just shake it up and say, you know what, this is the way it is, and if you don't stop doing this, you're never going to get to where you want to go. Or if you don't doing these processes, you're not going to grow. And so they need people out there that aren't doing all the fluff stuff with them, that aren't sugarcoating stuff all the time.
Yeah, patting them on the back when really they're saying, wait, I need, yeah, I've been to some business meetings where, or I mean events, excuse me, events where they, yeah, they sugarcoat it, and but you, man, on the other hand, you just tell it like it is and say, this is how it's done, but you do it in a very professional way. You don't put other people down, you don't put another business down, you just say, hey, this is what works, and, you know, if you want to go this way, you're going to pay the consequences. You know, you're just like, tell it like it is. And
exactly.
I think your title fits you, and your kids, you got to give them credit for it. So, and, but, you know, when I first heard you get that name, I thought, really? And then when I heard you speak, I go, yeah, it fits her, man. She's on to something. And so it made you who you are, and you've been seen on television on all stations, and they love you. So I'm sure you're always booked up with speaking engagements, you know, going here and going there. And but tell me, what drives you to the success? What's the niche? Because I know you've been doing this since the 90s. So what is your niche of success? What drives you?
Well, you know, one of the things that drives me is I just feel called to make an impact in people's lives, make an impact in the community, you know, create some kind of legacy for my kids to follow in, you know, just to see that you can go for your dreams. But what really drives me is making an impact with people. And every time I train someone or I'm speaking, I make an impact with someone. They hear something that they really needed to hear. When I'm working one-on-one with my clients, I'm making an impact, whether it's helping them with a business strategy that's going to create greater profits in their business, or I'm helping them with a life strategy whatever's going on in their life is sabotaging their business success. And so I really take a holistic approach to success. I have a background not only in business, but also I've had a business as a life and lifestyle and fitness coach, where I did a lot of hypnosis with people, NLP, life coaching, energy work, as well as fitness training and nutrition consulting. And so I like to bring that all together into a holistic approach to make that impact in people's lives. Because as someone in business, it may not be a business strategy that they need to move forward in their business. It might be, oh my gosh, I don't have the energy to run my business. I feel exhausted all the time. And so we work on, okay, what's going on in your life, in your body, in your health that's causing this physical exhaustion. Let's get that handled so that you can do your business.
And give me a little story about someone that you struggled with that, you know, they finally got it, but it man, you're ready to pull your hair out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know what? I haven't had a lot of clients like that. I bet my clients very carefully.
Okay.
You know, probably more family members that I would have that. But I did do coaching for a company for about 3 years. I did some business coaching, and I didn't get to select the clients that I worked with. And there were definitely clients that I worked with in that company that they would complain every step of the way. And, you know, when you complain and you use excuses, you're never going to get to where you're going. And so there were clients that I just wanted to pull my hair out because I could not get them to see what they needed to do to move forward. They were so caught up in their victimhood and their excuses. You know, sometimes we feel like we have to be right all the time, and we can be happy or we can be right. So sometimes we've got to move away from those excuses, our justifications, and be coachable so that we can move forward and say, oh, you know what, maybe this person has a point, and if I can just shift this a little bit, I can be successful. But when we're so attached to our excuses and our justifications, you can't move forward. And I had many clients like that when I coached for this other company because I wasn't able to vet those clients.
It's kind of like I noticed too in the business world that some people don't want to, they're afraid of success. Do you find that a lot? They're afraid to move forward to be successful.
I do find that a lot. As a matter of fact, I just worked with a client yesterday on that exact thing. We got the business strategies in place, yet there was a life issue, a family issue that was something from the past, but it was triggering an avoidance of getting back into their business and making good money. And so we dealt with that. And it happens a lot. There's a self-worth issue, self-confidence, maybe lacking a little bit. And so we unconsciously sabotage our success. And that's the power of having a coach, is because the coach sees what you can't see. It's like a blind spot. You can't see. It's like you're driving down the road and you try and change lanes, but you don't see the car in the blind spot. So we all have blind spots. I have blind spots that I can't see. And it takes another person that's willing to not sugarcoat things and say, hey, you know, what's going on here that you are sabotaging your success? Let's dig into that.
Mm-hmm. Are you the business coach? Are you like a type of business coach that, for example, if I hired you, you would call me like once a week or twice or every other week to keep me on track, to see what's going on? Is it something like that? It's like counseling? Talk to me about that.
Well, it's not really counseling. It's although there is a little bit of counseling. I don't like to call it counseling. I call it coaching.
Okay.
But I work with my clients usually twice a month, so we meet every other week because I give them homework and assignments to do, and it usually takes them a couple of weeks to get that work done. But there's also an accountability piece where they could text me every day, say they need to make five sales calls a day, and they're avoiding making those sales calls. I have them text me every day when they're done making the sales calls. You know, we set a time, okay, between 9 and 10, you're going to make your sales calls. And then I expect to hear from them at 10. If I don't hear from them, then I'm texting them, hey, did you make your calls? And so I have that accountability with them so that they get their assignments done. And the beauty of having a coach is you don't want to come back to the call 2 weeks later and say, oh, I didn't do anything that you asked me to do. I mean, you've invested a lot of money in coaching. And if you want to get a return on your investment, you've got to be in action. And so I coach them on that. I ask them questions. It's all individual. Every person is different, what they need to work on in their business. And then I hold them accountable to get into action.
Good. And do you ever have run into people that are you just mentioned that a little bit, you know, tough to get something done? You know what I mean? They just have every excuse under the sun.
Exactly. And so you've got a column on there. I call it BS, because a lot of that is some kind of belief system or BS that they're trapped in. And so we go and we dig into what that belief system is, that thought process is, that's stopping them from taking action. So if you're a good business coach, there's always a life coaching component to that. It's not all strategy in your business. You're working on those places where they stop themselves from succeeding.
Yes, and tell me, do you recommend everyone in business, even from an entrepreneur, to have a business coach?
Absolutely. Because you'll sabotage your way, excuse your way out of what you need to do. There's very few people that can self-coach all the time. We need to have someone that is inspiring us to move forward, that's helping us see what we can't see in our business and guiding us out of those places that we hold ourselves back. And our life coach, business coach, I mean, coaching is very valuable to achieve your dreams and your goals.
I know you have a good clientele. You know, and I think that executives, anybody in the form of an executive, a company, or an executive on their own business, CEO, they should have a coach. They need a business coach to help them move forward, because they can, like you said, they can see a lot more than they can. I mean, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, when you set those goals and you have those dreams that you want to reach, you tend to stop yourself along the way. There's, and not all the time, but we have these, these ways of self-sabotaging, and then we're frustrated because we're not getting where we're going. But we don't see where we're self-sabotaging. Or maybe we do see where we're self-sabotaging, and we're not sure how to change that pattern. So procrastination is a big one. Say you've got a stack of business cards that you need to follow up with, and you keep looking at the stack of business cards, yet you're on Facebook browsing the content on Facebook instead of working with that stack of business cards. You know you need to work with the stack of business cards, but there's something that's stopping you from doing that. So a coach can help you dig into what that is. Maybe you're afraid of rejection if you follow up with these people, or you don't feel like you're worthy in business of attracting those clients to you. There's all kinds of things that are so unconscious, we don't even realize we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's more like, too, to buoy them up and push them along. Like, come on, did you get those cards done or made those calls? Did you call today? Did you go visit that client that you've been dying to get in the door? And you know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes left to our own devices, we don't follow through with what we know we need to.
Mm-hmm. So true. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. Sit tightly.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Hidden Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Hidden Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
I'm sitting here with Annette Piper. She's an author, business coach, international public speaker, and trainer. Annette, tell me about the marketing is one of the biggest parts of what you do. And tell me what about your clients, you know, how you tell them what they're doing wrong in marketing.
Sure. You know, a lot of people in marketing, they are constantly talking about how great they are, how great their company is, or how their prices are lower, and they just yak, right? They keep going on and on and on and on. But honestly, your job in marketing is to position your prospective buyers so that they have total control over the decision-making process. And that's
really
always based on giving them enough quantity and quality information to make a buying decision, to determine if they're going to receive the most value for the price that they pay. Most people buy based on value, but if you don't give them value, if you don't show them what the value is, then they'll shop on price. And so if you have a higher priced product or service than your competitor, you've got to show why your product is more valuable, and that comes through education. You've got to educate them on what it is that your product or service has to offer. And I use something in my coaching called the conversion equation, which is interrupt, engage, educate, and offer. So the first thing you've got to do in any of your marketing is interrupt, and that's your headline. And your interrupt, you know, people, we're bombarded with marketing messages constantly. And so you've got to interrupt what's going on in people's heads because they've learned to tune it out. So you've got to be able to interrupt it with a headline that is like got that pow to it. And then you've got to engage them with a subheadline. So the interrupt really talks to the problem or the challenge that they're having that your product is going to solve. And then the engage, that subheadline, kind of tells them how you can solve it for them. Then you've got to educate them. You've got to provide them more information that supports and presents evidence that your product or service is going to solve their problem or it's superior to your competition. And then you've got to make an offer. You've got to have an irresistible and compelling offer for your prospects. And so a lot of people, they don't have that conversion equation in place in all of their marketing. And so I work with a lot of clients on getting that marketing in place so that they're getting the attention that they need for their product or service.
Interesting. That is very interesting. And I noticed that you too, you're very good at sales, trying to teach them to sell better, to help them with that tool.
Absolutely. I mean, sales has had a dirty name for many, many years, but really sales is service. So my dad was an electrician by trade when he was alive, and he worked for a school district, but then he had his own business on the side. And when somebody needed an estimate on a job, he would make a service call. It wasn't a sales call. It was called a service call. And it's just a great reminder that whenever you're speaking to a prospective client or customer, whether they buy from you or not, you're providing some kind of service for them. You're providing them some information. You're educating them. But people are so afraid of rejection that they don't make the offer. And so when I work with people on sales, there's an inner game and an outer game in sales, in business, in marketing. And that inner game really is your thought processes, your beliefs around sales, your beliefs around yourself, your own self-confidence. And you can have the best sales script, the best sales strategies, but if you don't have the inner game, you'll find ways to avoid stepping into that sales process. So I love to work with people on sales, on the inner game, and help them get that self-confidence, but then also on the outer game. So the outer game is your strategy, your lead generation systems, your follow-up system, your sales scripting, your objection handling. So all of the strategies that come with sales.
Mm-hmm. I find that very important. You like working with marketing companies to help them even, I mean, I know that they think they know it all, but I think they can use a business coach or someone coming in and helping them and motivate them to do better in their marketing as well as their sales. Do you agree?
I agree. Marketing companies are a business and they're good at marketing, and it's kind of like the plumber that's good at plumbing and all of his clients have great plumbing, but his own house is falling apart. And sometimes that can happen with a marketing company, a sales company. That's their specialty, but maybe they're lacking in places on the business side, or they can't see their own marketing strategies that are failing. And it's like when you hire a business coach or a marketing coach or a sales coach or a life coach, it's like having a second set of eyes on what you're doing, because your eyes don't see everything. You can see from the inside out, but sometimes it's nice to have someone looking from the outside in and be able to see those things that you can't see in your business.
Correct. And I can see why you get paid very well. You really know what you're talking about. And it's a little thing. It's this, you know, it's like a reminder. Or some of the push, you know. Yeah, I went to college, I got an MBA, I got all this and this, but every once in a while you need that business coach to come in and help you see the loopholes or the, you know, the issues that you're having with. Because we're all human.
Exactly. And sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day running of
issues.
Our business, we lose the bigger vision because we're caught up in the admin activities. We're caught up dealing with employees. We're caught up dealing with our vendors, and we get lost in the process and we lose that bigger vision and we lose our passion. A lot of times, you know, it's like people lose their passion because it's not fun anymore. I always say that building a business is not for the faint of heart. Being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. You are going to hit some of the biggest roadblocks you'll ever hit. And I always think entrepreneurism is the biggest personal development experience you'll ever have in your life, because it's going to showcase every place where you have limiting thoughts, limiting beliefs, that you self-sabotage, that you have habits that aren't serving you and behaviors that aren't serving you, and where you get caught up in excuses. It just is glowing at you when you're trying to run a business.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Really good. Also, too, Annette, I noticed that you have a program that's dear to your heart. It's called Be the Miracle Now. It's a program that you have. You want to tell me a little about that for my listeners?
It's so fun. That program was built out of, it started, I was watching the movie Bruce Almighty, and have you ever seen that movie?
Yes. I was like, okay.
And so God's talking to Bruce, and God says, you know, Bruce, people think I need to do everything for them. They're praying for a miracle. They think I need to do everything for them. And then somewhere along the line, he says, you want to see a miracle? Be the miracle. And I was like, these light bulbs went on. And it's like, oh, yeah, I can totally see this in business. So I created this program called Be the Miracle Now to teach people how to get alignment in mind, heart, and soul so that they can get into action in their business. So it's more of a life coaching type program that anybody could use, whether you're in business, you're working a job, but it's really about getting that mind, heart, and soul alignment and to stop praying for that miracle and be the miracle. It's like Gandhi said, be that you wish to see out in the world. as kind of the same thing. Be the miracle that you're praying for. Instead of waiting for that to come from the outside, let that come from the inside. Because most of that is an inside job. A miracle is just a shift in perception, honestly. I mean, there's the big wow miracles, like somebody lifting up a, you know, 2-ton car off of a body with that adrenaline rush. But then there's the everyday stuff that we think are miracles, but really it's just a shift in perception.
Mm-hmm. Do you offer this within your business coaching if they want it?
Actually, this is a free program that I offer. It's a free 4-week program that I offer to people.
Wow, that's good. But do you still offer it in your business coach? Like when you go to a corporation or anything, you offer it right along with your training?
If it fits the business culture, I do. Some cultures it wouldn't fit, but I do offer it to all my clients.
Oh.
And I offer it a lot when I'm speaking. It's kind of a free thing that I offer when I'm speaking as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good to know. But I think it would help, too, with the growth of the business, too, because you got to have everything in alignment.
Exactly. So if your head, say your head and your heart aren't aligned, your heart's going to win out. Your emotions are going to win out every time. So it's important to get the head and the heart in line together. And then, too, you've got those soul desires, those soul dreams that you created. And you also want to get that aligned with the heart as well, because the heart is the emotion and the feeling. So I have something I teach called the Power Team Model. And team is thoughts lead to emotions, which create feelings, a physiological response in the body, which leads to action, which leads to manifestation. And so Be the Miracle kind of gets everything in line so that you can create those feelings. Because honestly, the feelings are the most important part of that Power Team Model. You can have the thoughts. If you have the thought, I'm a millionaire, but in your heart, you're feeling fear of because you don't have enough money in the bank, it's not going to connect. So you've got to get those emotions on board and those feelings in your body. You've got to feel that gratitude. You've got to close your eyes and visualize that $1 million in the bank. What's that going to feel like when you have it there? And then you're going to take action towards making that a reality in your life, and you're going to see those results.
Interesting. That's good to know. Well, tell me about you're a co-author of the best-selling book, Step Into Your Vision. You want to tell me a little bit about that? And where did you guys get that, you know, came up with the idea? And
Well, one of my coaches, my sales coach, Eric Lofholm, he offered an opportunity to co-author a book with him. So it's called an anthology book. There's about 32 authors in this book, and it's on goal setting and achievement. And I wrote a chapter called Soul-Powered Goals, How to Set Yourself on Fire. And I created this whole goal setting strategy years ago when I was married and I was struggling in that relationship. And I couldn't seem to shift what I was doing. I knew I needed to leave the relationship. It was time. And so I kept making that decision to leave, but then I wouldn't leave. So I had to create a really unique, powerful goal-setting process to really set my soul on fire for what I wanted to experience in life, which was so far from what I was experiencing at the time. So I created this process called Soul Powered Goals, How to Set Yourself on Fire. And it moved me forward into a new direction. And I have taught this process to thousands of people. And it's such a powerful process. It's got some unique out of the box stuff that's a little bit different than SMART goals. Although SMART goals are important, but this has some funky stuff that really gets you engaged with that dream that you have that you want to achieve.
Like excitement, you know, like you got to be excited. Yeah.
You got to be excited, and it's got to align with that inner fire, that passion that you have. You know, if your goal is to, you know, get a Tesla, you know, what's the passion behind that? What's the driving force? How do you, you know, is that something that you want to showcase your wealth? It's a status symbol for you, or is it, you know, because it's an electric car or whatever? I'm not really familiar with Tesla. I'm just using an example. That is an example, but, you know, what's the soul fire behind that? What's going to drive you to really achieve that goal?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I think I might have heard you speak on how to set yourself on fire, and I found it very fascinating. And instead of the, you know, the other mindset of, you know, the dreams and stuff, but really the excitement, because I think that's important. And your business or entrepreneur, you still got to keep that fire within, because if you let it go, then you're going to struggle in the business. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes. And then my goal setting process is what I call a whole brain, whole mind process. So it incorporates things for the left and the right side of the brain. So it's got a mind mapping process to it. It engages the conscious and the subconscious mind and the superconscious, and also includes masculine and feminine principles. So it's really a holistic process. I like that word, holistic, because you can't just do left brain analytical stuff on your goals. You've got to get that right brain engaged as well, that creative function engaged in your goal setting and goal achievement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds exciting. Well, we will be right back after these messages.
There's a reason Summit County residents have been choosing Park City Mattress for 10 years. With Sealy, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns & Foster right here in Park City. And the lowest price guaranteed. Park City Mattress in Redstone Village at Kimball Junction. See us at pcmattress.com.
Head & Home Horse Rescue Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that rescues both wild and domestic horses and other equine that are either unwanted, neglected, abused, or their humans move. Head & Home helps rehabilitate them to be used in equine therapy to help those in need. We could use your support. You can contact us at 801-910-2698.
It's time to live your journey. Envision being stress-free. The Life Vessel is relaxation therapy that helps reduce stress, manage pain, detoxifies on all levels, supports the immune system, and balances hormones. Life Vessel uses an infrared light source that increases blood circulation and oxygen to the cells. Life Vessel of Utah does that and so much more. Call at 801-864-1300, lifevesselofutah.com.
Do you know how much equity is in your home, condo, or townhome? Do you want to lower your rate and take cash out? We're Valorem Equity, and we make mortgages easier. Give us a call at 800-764-9072 or visit valoremequity.com to receive your free home assessment today.
Trouble sleeping? The mattress you choose makes all the difference. How do you select from thousands? At Mattress Warehouse, we do things differently. We fit you to the right mattress that you will love for many years and get up to 8 months on our comfort guarantee. That's how sure we are about getting you the best night's sleep. Visit MattressWarehouseUtah.com and download your free mattress buyer's guide to help you select the right mattress at the best price. MattressWarehouseUtah.com.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction, Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
Tell me what makes your goal setting different and unique from any other business coach out there or trainer.
Well, as I said, I use that whole mind, whole brain process. So I use a process called mind mapping, which engages the right brain because it's more of a picture, but then it also engages the left brain because then there's linear lines that you write things on within that picture. So as I said, it's a real whole brain, whole mind process. I use colors, which also engages the right brain. And as well as I use like fluffy clouds. So it's it literally is like a picture. So I've got my map download that I give to people on that book. So that's only one of the things that makes my process unique. I've got a power strategy that has been very helpful to, I kind of call it a silly strategy, but it's really a strategy to get you out of those funky places you get into when you're on your way to reach your goal and things aren't quite going the way you want them to and you kind of get down on yourself. So I have a strategy. It's about having a power song, because when you have a power song, music has such an ability to create emotion and feelings and connect with us. So if you think about a breakup that you've had, there's probably some song that you were really resonating with at the time that, you know, relates to the heartache that you were feeling. Well, the same thing goes when you want something positive to happen, or, you know, a song that really empowers you, that you, every time you hear it, you're just like pumped up. Yeah. And so I like to teach people how to have that power song, because that'll get you out of a funk in a quick hurry. But you got to move your body too, kind of shake your booty, wave your arms in the air. You've got to get your physiology involved in that. So as an example, the whole soundtrack to The Greatest Showman is like my power song, but especially the opening song to that movie. It just, oh my gosh, boom, 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 you know, just like really starts to fire me up. So that's one of my power songs. So when I'm feeling challenged in my goal, I put that on and I like pound my fist and I rock my body and I sing it, and, you know, it fires me back up. It gets me out of that negative headspace that we can all get in.
I was going to ask you, because I know as a coach, if it's, you know, that you did for, you know, lifting weights and stuff. And I was wondering if you use that to help in the business world too. Yeah, that's wonderful. That's amazing. How can somebody sign up with you? And do you have anywhere that they can go? I mean, you have a website. And I know you have quite a few stuff out there, websites. So where would they go to get in touch with you, to sign up for your classes, or to have that personal one-on-one business coach?
Well, there's a couple of places they could go. They can go to badassinbusinessacademy.com and download a video there on how to overcome the three biggest lead generation mistakes that small businesses make. They can go to my other website, AnnettePiper.com. Got to remember to spell Piper, P-I-E, like the yummy dessert. But they can go to the contact page and contact me from there. They can follow me on Facebook, just Annette Piper, LinkedIn, Annette Piper, Twitter, Annette Piper, Instagram, Annette Piper. So I'm all over social media. they can private message me on any of those sites to get more information. Or they can call me.
What is one of the biggest barriers that people have in their success? There has to be something that just buries them, or they struggle.
Procrastination.
With.
Procrastination.
What?
Is the biggest barrier to success. Procrastination will get you every time. And it's really interesting because procrastination is value-based, meaning when you procrastinate, you place greater value on short-term results rather than long-term results. So if you think about an Olympic athlete, you know, they're young, their friends are out partying, and they focus more on the long-term results, which is getting that gold medal, instead of the short-term results of going and having some fun with their friends at a party and then not hitting that gold medal. So when you're thinking about your dreams, that's your gold medal that you're going for. And so you've got to be able to see the value in pushing past those short-term results and push forward to the long-term results. You've got to place greater value on that long-term result than short-term comfort is basically what it is.
So true. Because when I really sacrifice for my business or what I'm trying to achieve, yeah, you get a lot of things done and you move forward and you're ready to step to the next goal, the next level. But, you know, it's good to have a coach. I think it's wise that every entrepreneur, business leader, especially those in the executive world, you need a business coach for you. And not always for the company, but for you, to make sure that you're seeing the light ahead. Is that correct?
Correct. And there's different coaches out there. Some coaches specialize in coaching executives in larger corporations. Some coaches, like me, I focus a lot on small business owners. I also do a lot of corporate coaching and training where I coach the employees, the sales team, the marketing team, the customer service team on how to increase their performance and leadership. So there's sales coaches that work specifically on sales. There's marketing coaches that work specifically on marketing. I like the overall approach of hiring a business coach that can help me in a lot of those areas. And that's what I do for my clients.
Do you think because every small business owner, I know everybody gets these great ideas and yada, yada, you know, they move forward with, but they still need that business coach to see what they're not seeing.
Exactly. And a great idea doesn't mean it's a profitable idea. I get ideas all day long. I'm a constant idea generator, yet not all of them are going to be productive and profitable. And so having someone to run those ideas by and narrow it down, is this really an idea that's going to not only speak to my ideal audience, it's going to be something that they want, but something that when I put it out there, it's going to be profitable. You know, in business, there's a lot of trial and error. And so having someone that can guide you through that process can help you avoid some of that learning curve that you go through in business.
Interesting. It's good to know. It's good to know. There's a lot, every day someone's opening up a business or starting a business or have a dream, and they need somebody to keep them motivated and to keep them and have strategies for them to stay focused.
Exactly. And every day somebody's closing a business too that maybe could have been saved.
Oh,
had they had a coach.
That's true. That is so true. They throw in a towel and they just, that's true. That's true. Now tell me, are you writing another book or have another book out?
I am writing another book. I'm in the process of writing that right now.
Oh,
and it's called Conquer Success Mountain Like a Badass.
Oh, really? So you're putting your title in there. And tell me, can you give us a little hint about anything that's in there?
Yeah. You know, I created a success process years and years ago. It was a 7-step success process. Now it's an 8-step success process. It grew by 1 step. But really, I use the metaphor of climbing a mountain, of hiking, of rock climbing. Whenever you take on a big project like that, there are certain things that you need to do to get to the top of the mountain. So when you think about climbing a mountain, it's pretty simple. You start at the bottom, you go to the top. But simple doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And you're going to hit roadblocks. You're going to have boulders. You're going to get tired. Your body's not going to be in shape for the climb. You're going to have an avalanche. You know, there's all kinds of perils that come in your way. And it's the same when you're growing a business, when you're trying to be successful at anything. It's not a straight line. It should be simple, but it's not easy. And so this book gives some strategies to help you get clarity, you know, understand how to work with your unconscious mind and change some of those unproductive habits, behaviors, limiting beliefs, and really takes you step by step through a process to get to the top of the mountain. And I call it Climb Success Mountain Like a Badass, instead of climbing the mountains of success or conquering Success Mountain. Because, you know, when you think about, you don't say, I'm going to go climb a mountain. You say, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. I'm going to climb Annapurna. Or, you know, if you're going rock climbing, I'm going to climb El Capitan. So there's power in that name. So that's why I call it conquering Success Mountain, because you're not just climbing the mountain of success, you're conquering a certain mountain, and it's your Success Mountain. Mm-hmm. And so I always find there's power in that name. I'm rock climbing El Capitan. There's a lot of power in that versus, oh, I'm going to go rock climbing today.
Interesting. Do you have anything in there relating to, like, silly strategies? You know, like, do something crazy and not
I
to
have
do?
So many silly strategies. You know, I create a lot of quick mindset shifting processes to shift my own mindset. And then when I'm successful with it, I share it with others. And I think there's times when you need a deeper process that takes you longer to go through and kind of dig deep into your soul. But there's times you need something quick. And so I've created so many processes. When I have, I call it the victim to victor walk. And so when I, you know, sometimes we have pity parties. I mean, we all do. We're humans. Human nature to have a pity party. But you really don't want to set up camp, plant your tent stakes, and invite your friends and family, right? Don't you hate it when someone invites you to their pity party?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So what I do is I'll take a walk, and I'll allow myself to have that pity party. And so I'll take a walk, and partway through the walk, you know, the first part of the walk, I bitch, and I moan, and I complain, and I whine, and I have my little pity party. And then I stop, and I say, okay, got it out of your system. What do you want to experience instead? And then on the walk back, I create the scenario that I want to experience instead, and I talk that out. And so it gets me out of that pity party. I allow myself to have it, and then I get out of it and walk back with a better strategy and a better vision of what I want to experience instead. For me, if it's not quick and easy to do, I'm not going to do it. So I have others called Miracle Mode that I teach in my Be the Miracle Now, where you just create a quick state change when you're in those thoughts that just keep spiraling and spiraling. And, you know, sometimes it feels good to be in those negative spiraling thoughts, but it's very unproductive. And so a way to just be able to shift out of that really quick is just to flash your hand really sharp in front of your face and say, miracle mode. And it snaps you out of that negative thought process. And once you have that state change, then you ask yourself, what do I want to experience instead? Right? And you might have to do that several times because your ego mind will want to trip back to the negative thoughts. But it's a quick strategy. It doesn't take you a long time to do. You know, or if you're around a bunch of people, you can snap your fingers instead and say, snap out of it. You know, if you don't want to flash your hand in front of your face, but I got a million of them because I have to create these things for myself to get out of my own negative thought processes. And then, like I said, then I share them with others so that they can have the same success.
You're so perfect, Annette.
No,
I see you up there on stage. You have it all. You have it all together. I know it came through years. Cause I've known you since the 90s in business and throughout the valley here in Salt Lake City and Park City. And I've seen you, you know, heard that you've been around the world in the United States, you know, helping people in their businesses. And especially being on television and, you know, talking about your success and strategies. Once again, tell my audience where they can reach you. I know you have like 3 or 4 websites out there, and now you're on all the social media, which is easy. But what if they want to send you an email? They want to hire you on, if you can fit them in their schedule. Your schedule, because I know you're so busy. So where can they go?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to AnnettePiper.com and go to the contact page and fill that out with your phone number. And then from there, I'll send you my scheduling link because my schedule is changing all the time. So I update that frequently. Or you can go to SchedulewithAnnette.com. That's another place. But sometimes you won't find my schedule on there. It won't be updated. So it's best to contact me through the contact page.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're so super busy, and I'm grateful that you took time to be on my show. And I'm very honored. And I'm probably going to be hiring you on to be my personal coach because I think I need a little bit of help here. You know, I mean, we all do. I don't care who you are. You know, Oprah Winfrey has a business coach. So why not? Why can't I have one? So
I have one.
You do?
Coach has to have a coach, you know. I think most, if you are a coach worth your weight, you have a coach.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I need somebody who's strong and can kick my butt, and I know you will, or put me on the right, make sure I do my homework. I like the fact that
I'm a really good butt kicker. My clients will tell you that. My kids will tell you that.
I'm sure you are, but that's okay. Cause I'll get things done. It's, you know, I grew up in sports and stuff like that. And I always liked when the coach was, you know, pushed me to my limit, you know. And
right. I'm a gentle butt kicker, though. I mean, I'm not mean about it, but I do call you on your stuff.
Right, that's
and
what
get you moving.
Yeah. And then when I'll bring you back in the next 6 or 7 months, and then everybody will know how you know, what's inspired with me. But I like the fact that when you talked about the silly strategies, I mean, when I saw that, I thought, yeah, you know, there are some silly strategies out there. And then I like the fact that, you know, be the miracle now, where you use body and mind as well. And I think that is wonderful. You know, it's not just straight kick my butt, but it's you also have a soft spot as well. To keep the body and mind and the universe intact with your business. Is that correct?
Yes,
you know,
I
you do. Feel comfortable with that. Yeah, me too. So, you know, you got this book. When is this book coming out? The one, what was it called again?
Conquer Success Mountain like a badass.
Oh, conquer. When is that going to be coming out? Is that going to be paperback or hard?
The end of the year. The end of the year is when it's set to come out.
Okay, well, maybe I'll get you on towards the end of the year to get excited about that book, or, well, I'll get you on before that, but to talk about your book, the exciting part that's coming out. And your books are easy reading, and it's not like, being hammered with, strategies that are impossible to conquer.
Right. No, like I said, for me, it's got to be easy. It's got to be simple, or I won't do it. If it's too complicated or overwhelming, I'm out of there. It's got to be simple. It's got to have a fun factor to it. If you've ever worked with the color code, I'm like about 50% yellow on the color code. If it's not fun, I don't want to do it. And so I've got to have a fun element to everything that I do.
Talk about color code. What if someone's red? You know what I mean? Are they hard to work with?
It's not that they're hard to work with. You've just got to speak a different language. You've got to speak their language and not your language. You've got to understand that their driving factor is power. And so you've got to be able to speak that language. And, that takes some training to be able to speak someone else's language. But that's the beauty of coaching, is you get to listen and then formulate language and strategies that fit each unique individual person.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah, and I need a little, when I think of a business coach, I think of a motivator, someone to motivate me and get me moving and staying focused so I don't lose my dream. But
and I think motivation is really important, but I like to inspire you. Because when you inspire someone, then they're working from the inside out. I see motivation as, oh my gosh, I need some motivation. I need someone to push me forward. Where inspiration is more of a inside job. You're being pulled towards your goal. And so I do both. I motivate people, but I like to inspire them. I like to help them get down to that soul dream, that soul fire, so that they're inspired from within and they don't need someone constantly kicking their butt, because now they're self butt kicking because they're inspired, because they've got that soul fire now.
Okay. Well, you just got hired.
Yay! I got
fit into your busy schedule. Just squeeze me in, 7 a.m. in the morning. But anyway, if it takes that, I'll do it. But I know you're really busy. Even the meet up with you in the past couple weeks. I remember I met you at 9 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I had an appointment at 7. I'm like, what on earth are you doing at 7 a.m.? So now I know. I know exactly what you're doing. You're badassing somebody's business.
Yep.
But you do it in a kind way. Yeah, you're a nice person. Yeah, I love the title. It is you, but you do make people get things done, but you do it in a nice way. You're also kind too. So I have to say that because I know that you are a kind person.
Well, thank you. I do. I have that kind of warm, sunshiny personality. At least that's what people tell me.
Yeah,
a lot of people call me sunshine. That's my nickname.
But your kids call badass mom. No, anyway, we have to call it a shot tonight. But I just want to thank you so much for coming on. And maybe you can help me, because sometimes I'm a little clumsy with my guests, but they love me and I got so many listeners that like it, but I feel a little awkward. So maybe you can guide me in a little better direction so I can be even more successful, so I can get a million listeners.
Love to. I'd love to.
And if I become successful, everybody out there in business, you know, gotta, you know, get with Annette Piper.
Peter Piper. I mean, it kind of goes together. Right.
But anyway, right. It is true. It's true. But you are a very busy woman, and I'm honored to have you on my show. And I really want to thank you so much for coming on, Annette Piper. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. And till then, for all my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. I'd like to thank BBS Radio and Primetime Media.